of a committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to four former Trump administration officials.
They are former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, one-time White House strategist Steve Bannon, former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, and Kash Patel, who was Chief of Staff to the acting Defense Secretary the day protesters breached the Capitol building. The subpoenas, which seek documents and depositions, are the first from the Democratic-led panel. More could be on the way.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What is it the committee is trying to learn here?
The panel says these four former Trump officials, Meadows, Bannon, Scavino, and Patel, possess important details related to the siege. And this comes after the committee recently issued its first wave of document requests from federal agencies and social media companies and asked 35 tech and telecom firms to preserve phone records, such as text messages and other communications for these former Trump officials. But this is part of what we've been hearing from this panel for weeks now, that they're serious about getting to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. And subpoenas marked the next stage of this investigation.
Is it clear that the committee knows what important details, as they put it, that these folks may have?
It is somewhat. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson gets pretty specific in letters to these officials about their roles in the weeks before January 6th and where they need more information. For example, Thompson tells Meadows that Justice Department records show Meadows was in direct communications with top officials at the department to probe election fraud in several states, as well as officials in various states to request the same many weeks after the election. In Bannon's case, Thompson raises conversations he had in the weeks leading up to January 6th with Trump in a meeting that was held the night before at a hotel just a block from the White House. This is the Willard, where he and Trump allies plotted essentially how to stop President Biden from taking office. Thompson says in additional letters that they want to know more about Scavino's attempts to amplify the January 6th rally, and for Patel, the former DOD official, how he was intimately involved in the security plans that ultimately failed that day.
So I guess this ultimately gets down to the question of who was engineering this, who was planning this, who was coordinating, if anyone,
exactly.
this riot that we saw, this attack on the Capitol. Where does the probe go next?
So now we see how these folks respond. Although congressional subpoenas are not something that can be ignored, it's also what could be the beginning of a legal fight if any of these individuals do not want to comply.
Any of the former officials responding yet?
Not yet. Former President Trump himself said in a statement that they would fight the subpoena on executive privilege. That said, all four have been given deadlines to turn over relevant documents by October 7th, so about 2 weeks from today, and they'll need to appear before the committee around October 14 or 15. So this is going to be a big legal test for the committee and what appears to be the beginning of these kind of requests.
Claudia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Claudia Grisales.